But first, there is a there's a drop that's been circulating for a while, and it stems from the way that the different ways, the endearing ways that I greet women, or try to work in these words within a conversation, I guess, towards women. And this is the drop.
Madam, sweetie, sugar, sweetheart, bitch.
And Sean came up with this idea. What would happen if we tried to incorporate those words somehow?
All five.
All five to our wives.
Because these are words I use all the time with the wife. And I'm like you. I'll use these with just women in general. And
bitch.
That might sound a little old school and misogynistic, but, you know.
I say I only do it when we have a wireless mic out there, when I'm trying to get the attention of some fair maiden. And I'll say, excuse me, madam, or... But typically the other ones, madam is the official greeting. The other ones are just...
As the conversation flow.
Yeah, like, oh, sweetheart, I don't know about that. But I do that. I catch myself now doing that in... Because this is fake life. Radio is fake life.
Right, right.
I catch myself doing that, though, in real life.
Yeah.
And I feel like that it's not very nice.
I just think it depends on the woman and how she takes it.
That they think it's kind of... I don't know. It's beneath them.
Like, we're not going to walk down the hall and go to the salespeople and call one of them sugar.
No. Although one time, God, I wish we had this audio.
But I think people you're familiar with, you'll have a comfort level. You call her sweetheart or sweetie at times.
One time, the day before Summer Bash, Jamie, our old promotions leader.
Yes.
I called and acted like that I was some operative from Sneaky Pete's and they hadn't filled out the proper... paperwork, and we were gonna have to cancel it on them the day before, and she was crying on the phone. I was like, oh, hey, sugar tease, don't get yourself all worked up over it. And she's like, what did you call me?
Whoa.
I don't know if that exists anymore, but some women are fine with it. Others are just not at all okay with it. They think it's a very 40s 50s thing where old drunk men may say something like that to them, and it's not appropriate.
But none of us call our wife bitch on a regular basis.
No.
Bitch.
Unless things get to a point of critical mass during an argument, but we try not to have that around the house.
Yeah. Yeah, bitch is a hard one to work in.
Yeah.
And so,
stupid
my
bitch.
My goal was to work these in order, just like the drop. Okay?
I did too. I tried to go O to B McDowell natural cycle.
Yes. And the first one is actually the most difficult one. Because madam has never been used before in my household. And you also have to wait to when you're having some sort of natural conversation. This is very awkward. The rest of them, like, sugar, sweetheart.
What do you call Julie on a regular basis?
Hey.
Bitch.
No, but I mean, honey.
That slut that I married.
Of the endearing terms,
yeah.
Honey is the most common one. Yeah.
I've said bitch more than madam.
So I was really leery of madam. Now, Aslo. Did I just say that instead of also?
Do we need to dump that?
Aslo. You have to remember that my wife is on guard, too. She's been at this a long time.
She's a seasoned vet.
Yeah, she is. And so she's aware when something is just a little bit off. And it doesn't happen very often.
She's got her 10 and 5 rides.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, she does. I'm not typically trying to incorporate her into bits, but she's certainly aware of anything that's off, knowing what I do for a living. So I was going to work madam in first. That's the ultimate goal. So here we go.
Lindsay said she bought them for the girls.
This Christmas?
Yeah, or for their birthdays.
So what we're talking about here is Christmas gifts for the kids.
And that she got them online for cheaper than what?
I know, but where are you buying them?
Amazon.
Well, I looked on Amazon.
And she said she got them like $224 instead of $265.
Yeah, I saw one, but did she get the 16 gig or the bigger one?
That I don't know. I'm
all
not sure
questions.
If she looked at it.
Well, because, but they're going out fast because it's Christmas. And the only thing I worry about, people are stealing packages off of what I have to do.
Oh, I know. I know.
And then does she put it on, like, there? Does she put it on there?
think they just...
That's cheaper.
Yeah.
Or you can spend the $15 a month. We need to get those other templates off. I mean, I can show you right now. I mean, I was wondering if Matt, we should get them both ones.
I mean, Madam, you just... I would just do it off Amazon.
Okay, she didn't even raise her head when I said madam.
She's not listening to you.
She didn't even look at me, so I thought, I'm going to try this one more time.
I'm not sure how much memory that actually is, to be honest with you.
It's like, these phones, what's on these phones? I mean, you have movies and games, I don't know. Just
yeah.
Like 16 gig. Customer.
And I'm not listening to a word she's saying.
No, I just kind of enjoy this conversation.
The next one's already...
I don't know, madam. I'm just...
Are you recording me right now?
Oh.
No, I'm not.
Went right for it.
So now I've got, I start turning red and I'm like, no, 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 I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Sure.
Why are you saying
are you
that?
Sure?
Because of what you're calling me right now.
Madam?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Sure about that?
Yeah. What do you want me to call you? Sugar? Sweetheart?
I'm on the radio today. I'm going to kick your ass. Did not work. He's totally recording me. I knew it. Busted.
Oh, man. I do know what your kids are getting for Christmas. That's a legitimate concern.
They're in school now, right?
Yeah. So I couldn't work in the
really?
Rest. Yes, I could not do it because she.
I'm really let down.
I know.
Anybody
I tried.
Could do this. I thought this would be a slam dunk for Corbin.
I know, but I. It's hard with her. She's
because you guys have been married so long. I'm sure she probably wouldn't be listening to you at some point. You could just slide it right in,
right?
If you will.
And you know what? That's how Repro Man started. Is that when we were in breaks back in the day in the Hardline, and she would call Danny and be like, "Hey, can I talk to him real quick? I got to ask him a question." And so I'd be talking to her, and Danny would be like, "Mix in labia, say labia." And so we would mix in all these. That's how Repro Man started. Yeah,
I never knew that.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, this was my idea, so I had to execute this.
Yes.
And I knew that, kind of like Julie, Jenny is probably a little leery, especially when I have my phone around, because we've recorded bits before.
Yeah.
And I decided, okay, I'm going to lie to her and say my phone has been acting up and it keeps shutting off, because I do have an old iPhone.
Yeah.
It's time to get a new one. So that was somewhat feasible, and I'm like, hey, I'm doing some production work for White Elephant. I'm going to call you from a production room up here, so a 972 number is going to come in. You need to answer it. It's me.
Fair enough.
So she, I guess, bought that.
Yeah.
And just a mundane conversation about lunch, and I, too, went in order of Madam, Sweetie, Sweetheart, Sugar, and Bitch.
Hello.
Hello, Madam.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
You doing with class?
I'm about to have class.
That
oh,
was
are?
Awesome,
oh, good.
By the way. Can you pause this? Okay, calling is much easier than
yeah.
Working in Madam right out of the chute is, that's the way to do it.
Because I've never once said that word to her.
Never! No!
Ever. So
no.
I felt, you know what, I'm just going to get it done off the top.
Right, okay, good work.
Sweetie, what do you want What do you want for lunch today?
It doesn't matter to me.
What time's your mom coming over?
I don't know, you... Texted with her, not me.
I think she said like 12:30 or 1. So do you think it'd be easy if I just like picked up lunch for all of us and brought it back home?
Well, if she's not coming over till 12:30 or 1, I'm guessing she's eating lunch before coming over.
Okay. Well, Sugar, do you want me to get you some Chipotle or something else? Can we pause it? That was so awkward.
Well,
I felt like I tipped her off with Sugar.
Sugar.
Because I've called her Sugar before.
Yeah.
That was just very poor delivery on my part.
It was. It was a nervous Sugar.
Well, Sugar, do you want me to get you some Chipotle or something else?
Whatever's easiest for you. Chipotle sounds good, but whatever.
What about Jimmy John's? One of those lettuce sandwiches you like?
I do like those.
Yes. All right, sweetheart. So I should be home in about, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes. Is Lily up or she's still sleeping?
She's still sleeping.
Yeah? Did you get enough rest last night?
I guess.
Yeah? Did my sexy bitch sleep through the night?
Oh. Why are you being this way?
What?
You're talking differently to me than you normally do.
I'm not. I'm just bored. Been up at the station doing production crap for the...
All right, pause it there.
No, I'm not.
Sexy bitch. It kind of goes...
Because I felt like the rule should be you have to, instead of just using the word in the conversation, you have to call her that.
Right, right. Okay.
So I tried to wrap it up as nice as I could. Like, there's no nice way to call your wife the B word.
Yeah.
At all.
No. Okay, bitch. After you talk about sugar and sweetheart and honey and all that. All right, bitch. Well.
I called her sexy.
Why are you being this way?
What?
You're talking differently to me than you normally do.
I'm not. I'm just bored. Been up at the station doing production crap for the White Elephant thing tomorrow. But, I don't know. I just wanted to see if you wanted food because I knew that the lunch schedule might be awkward with your mom coming over today. But I don't know.
Yeah, either one is fine. Either Chipotle or just. But I need to let you go because I need to start class.
Okay, well, set the kids straight.
I will.
Don't take any shit from them. Okay.
All right.
All right. Love you.
I love you. Bye. Bye.
Well done. Well done.
So if any P1s, much like the.
The anus.
The anus or the autographed steak bit.
Yeah.
If you want to play the Madam Sweetie, Sweetheart Sugar Bitch game, please do and email it to Corby.
Yeah, I would love to hear that. I would love to hear if people can pull that off. That's a really good one. Well done. Very good.
Thank
I'm
you.
Disappointed it didn't work out for me, but dude, it's I don't know. I should have called. The calling thing was that's how you work in Madam right
I
out of
the I think
it
shoot. Worked out fine.
My sexy bitch sleep through the night. And we have a drop.